From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders at a U.N. climate summit in Paris to rise to the moment.
We have broken the old arguments for inaction. We have proved that strong economic growth and a safer environment no longer have to conflict with one another. They can work in concert with one another. And that should give us hope.
The summit participants are trying to reach an agreement on measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shootdown of a Russian jet fighter last week. The two leaders met for 30 minutes on the sidelines of the summit in Paris. U.S. officials are urging Russia and Turkey to tone down their rhetoric, worried the growing dispute over last week's shootdown of a Russian fighter plane by Turkey could increase conflict in an already embattled region. Turkey and Russia appeared to harden their stances Monday following a NATO meeting Monday in Brussels. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said his country will not apologize for shooting down the Russian plane. Russian President Vladimir Putin refused to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Pope Francis has ended his African trip. The pontiff's first official visit to Africa took him to three countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon after celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium in the capital, Bangui. Earlier, at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. This is VOA News. The United States tightened its visa waiver program Monday in the wake of the Paris terrorist attacks. It added new screenings for travelers headed to the U.S. from the 38 countries around the world whose citizens need a visa to enter the country. The International Monetary Fund Monday added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies. The IMF said the yuan is qualified to be added to the U.S. dollar, Europe's euro, and the Japanese yen and the British pound as one of the currencies in the World Organization's special drawing rights grouping. Here is IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
The renminbi's inclusion is clearly an important milestone in a journey that has begun months, if not years ago.
The action will take effect next October. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli young people Monday for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teenager who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. Abu Qadir was abducted and then burned to death in retaliation for the kidnapping and killing of three Israeli teens. The United States has received what are called credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next 2 days. The government is urging U.S. citizens to exercise great caution if traveling around Kabul. According to an official statement, the leaders of Pakistan and Afghanistan held an extensive exchange Monday in Paris. They focused on the stalled peace process in Afghanistan. The meeting between Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani was on the sidelines of the climate summit. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, there has been a mixed response from opposition parties and civil society to President Joseph Kabila's call for a political dialogue to sort out election issues. The biggest opposition party has given the president's call a mild welcome, while the other opposition parties have mostly rejected it. Nick Long has more.
The DRC's biggest opposition party, the UDPS, does not appear to have issued a public communique in response to the president's call for a dialogue, but UDPS spokesman Augustin Kabuya told VOA a dialogue is needed to settle electoral issues, without which elections cannot take place. Kabuya rejected accusations that the party plans to reach a power-sharing deal with President Kabila, allowing him to remain in power beyond his constitutional two-term limit. The other two main opposition groupings, known as the G7 and the Opposition Dynamic, issued a joint statement. The statement said Kabila's agenda for the dialogue clearly shows he intends to stay in office. It also accused his government of many failings. Nick Long, Kinshasa.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down and European markets were mixed on the day. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.